Out there, get Psalm 119. And then when you get your spot in your Bible, would you stand? Amen. Psalm 119. And we're going to read verses 41 through 48. Again, we just did halfway last time. And I'll try not to do that too many times, or 22 lessons will turn into 44 lessons. Amen. And that can go a little while. Amen. Psalm 119, we'll begin reading in verse number 41 and read down through verse 48, as is our custom. Let's read responsively. I'll read the odd-numbered verses. Would you read the even-numbered verses with me through verse 48? Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Father, please bless your word to our hearts now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And just as we review there, if you've got your lesson sheet there, we continued our study, Psalm 119. Amen. That'll be an easy one each week. You can fill that in. Amen. Following the Hebrew alphabet, and the Hebrew letter there is Vav, V-A-U, by looking with the psalmist at the deep desires of the psalmist, part one. Okay? And the only thing that should be changed there is it should be verses 41 through 44. So if you have that, I think you have verses 33 through 40, change that over to verses 41 through 44. Okay? And he deeply desired that he would truly know, and we looked at four of the items last week, and we'll look at the remaining four this week, but number one was the pledge of his word. The pledge of his word. Verse 41, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. And that was simply, he desired to truly know God's promises. You remember, and we talked about it last week, remember the story of Abraham leaving Ur of the Chaldees, and God simply said to Abraham, go. And what did Abraham do? He went. And he found God's promises were true. I've told the story before. I hope it doesn't get too old, but about the dear old lady, her pastor went to visit her, and she had her Bible on the table. And by the way, I love to look at people's Bibles. Please don't think I'm a snoop. I'm not a snoop, amen. I just love to look and see people write down little notes. And I had a New Testament that was given to me by somebody, and I opened it up, and there was a verse there, and it, right in the margin, it said, glory to God. I like that, amen. And this pastor was at this dear elderly lady's house, and he looked up at her Bible, and he looked next to a verse, and it said, TP. TP. And they're thinking, what's TP? You know, what's TP? I don't know what TP is. So finally got up the courage to say, sister, I apologize. I was looking in your Bible, and I saw that you had several times in your Bible as I was flipping through. It said TP. What does that mean? She said it means tried and proven.
Good. Yeah, amen. Yeah.
That's what the psalmist was saying here. He desired to truly, truly know the pledge, the promise of God's Word. Hey, listen, folks, the promise of God's Word isn't just one day we're going to heaven. The promise of God's Word is today. Amen? Give us strength in measure. Give us grace sufficient for the hour. Amen. So the pledge of God's Word. And then secondly, in verse 42, the power of God's Word. Look at it with me. The power. What's it say there? So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust thy word. Hey, praise God. The Word of God, when God went through the armor and told us all about the armor, the shield and the breastplate and having our loins girt about with truth, what was the offensive weapon? It was the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God. The power of the Word of God. And we have the verse there in Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is quick, it's living and powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Then, number three, we talked about the proof of God's Word. The proof of God's Word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. The scoffers will always be there, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. And he is saying here, don't take the word from me. I can prove to these scoffers that it's truly the Word of God. And then, verse 44, the permanence of God's Word. The permanence of God's Word. So shall I keep thy law, how long? Continually, forever and ever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Hey, I feel sorry for people that are building their lives on sinking sand. Amen. I'm glad that when God says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust doth not corrupt, nor thieves break through and steal. You know, I'm glad I can trust that for all eternity. For all eternity. Build your life on that book. Amen. The permanence. Okay, number five, and we'll do 5, 6, 7, and 8 tonight. Five is the path of God's Word. The path. Look with me, if you would, there in Psalm 119 and verse 45 there. Psalm 119 and verse 45, and it says, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. What's the path of God's Word? Well, we have there another reference there in James chapter number 1 in verse 25. The Word of God says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Here we see a couple things here, and I want to look at them. First of all, we see the path of God's Word. We see the waking to licentiousness. The waking, or the waking up. If you would, go with me to Romans chapter 6. Hold your place there in Psalm 119. We'll be back, amen. But go with me to Romans chapter 6. And really, Romans 5, it kind of continues into chapter 6. But there's a great thought here that God gives. Romans chapter, well, if you look at chapter 5 and verse 20, it says, moreover, the law entered that offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And all God's people said, thank God for His grace. Amen. That song says, where as far down as sin could go, grace can go further. Amen. But then it says, that sin hath reigned unto death. Even so, grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Kind of goes with Sunday night's message. We're dead to sin, to talk about our own funeral there. But the idea there is there's this licentious crowd. And the licentious crowd, liberty and licentiousness are two different items. By the way, you can see it in society today. Our founders believed in liberty. ordered liberty. You find it in the song, America, America, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. See, this idea of licentiousness, we see it in Jude, chapter number 4, really, amen, because each verse is a chapter. Jude 4, where it says that there are those who pervert the grace of God into lasciviousness. Okay? Licentiousness. Same. We have there in your sheet. Satan convinces men and women that the Christian walk is too many do's and don'ts. I hear that a lot. Oh, you're one of those legalistic churches. No, we're not. Legalism is adding something to the plan of salvation. Legalism is not having standards. Amen. If that was the case, U.S. Air is a bunch of legalists. Because you know they have standards for getting on the plane? No, we're not saying that. Amen. So, and Satan convinced, by the way, sometimes he convinces good Christians of this stuff. He convinces men and women that the Christian walk is too many do's and don'ts, and that true liberty is the freedom to do what you want. I have a cross reference here. Write down, if you would, 2 Peter 2:19, and then go there with me. Thank the Lord the Holy Spirit nails this kind of thinking right here, the doctrines of devils that Satan so often uses. 2 Peter chapter 2, in verse number 19 says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. True liberty is not doing what you want. It's not. Amen. Well, I have the liberty to drink this beer. No, you don't. You never have the liberty to disobey God. That's not liberty, that's just sin. Well, what do we see secondly in regards to God's path here? We see the walking in liberty. We're in the New Testament. Go back with me to Galatians chapter 5. The walking in liberty. And I'm there, so I'm just going to go ahead and read. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. If you go down to verse 13, it says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Down in verse 16, it says, for this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 1 Corinthians 8:9, the Bible says, but take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. We have there, true liberty does not mean the Christian can do whatever he or she wants. It means they can do whatever God wills. See, it's the liberty to be able to obey God. We have 1 Corinthians 10:23 there, great verse. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. And so Paul here defines this idea of liberty. What's the path of God's Word? It's awaking to licentiousness. We read before the service started tonight, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. This is a whole crowd that's trying to redefine sin in our country, ladies and gentlemen. And listen, that is not liberty. That is licentiousness. Liberty is saying, I can obey God now because I've got a new nature. I've got somebody to help me to obey God, the Holy Spirit. So there's a waking to licentiousness. I remember putting it this way, Brother Leonard, after I got saved, it was literally like God took the blinders off and I saw things for what they really were. Really were. Amazing. The waking to licentiousness, and then the walking in liberty. Walk in the Spirit and shall not fill the lust of the flesh. Number six, and I'm hurrying. Boy, am I hurrying. Wow. The principles of God's Word. Back in Psalm 119, verse 46, it says, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. The Christian should not be ashamed concerning God's Word. Amen? Many times we're ashamed because we don't know it like we know we should. But that's not the Word's fault. That's our fault. We're not studying. Amen? Daniel, Paul, John the Baptist all shared it with rulers. They were called in before the king and they shared the Word of God. And by the way, two of them at least, to their own martyrdom. Yes. Paul, come before Caesar, amen. And then, of course, John the Baptist before Herod. Number seven. We have verse 47. It says, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. The pleasures of God's Word. The pleasures of God's Word. Job 23:12 says, I've esteemed thy Word more than my necessary food. We must graduate from the grade school of dutifully reading and move on the postgraduate course of loving God's Word. Not just dutifully reading. By the way, if dutifully reading is how you read your Bible, then don't stop dutifully reading. Not what I'm saying here. I'm just saying that we ought to graduate into the place where we love to read God's Word. We love that we have a copy of God's Word. Amen, Miss Barb? Love that we have a copy, several copies. Amen. The pleasures of God's Word. And then lastly tonight, number 8, verse 48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Notice here the potential of God's Word. The potential. I will lift up, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments. I like that phrase. The idea here is raising up our lives to God's Word. You know, so many times people want lower standards. We don't want, listen, I don't want lower standards. I want my life to raise up to God's Word. Amen? And by the way, that's why we do have standards. You know why? Because if the standard's here, most people are going to shoot low. Yeah. And if we keep the standard too low, it'll really get out of control. Amen? This idea of, listen, let the Word of God change you. Let the Word of God transform you. It's kind of like Brother Merrill, I was going to say you're a former Marine, but there's no such thing. Amen? Once you're a Marine, you're a leatherhead. At least Brother Merrill's a leatherhead. The rest are leather necks. Amen?
I can believe.
Not fast enough. Amen? And, you know, in the Marines, they teach you, that drill instructor, they break you down. They break you down. They don't just break you down to break you. They break you down so they can build you up again. And it's amazing that when those Marines stand and actually go from recruits to Marines, how they'll say to that DI, that drill instructor, I never thought I could do what you asked me to do. My level was here, and the DI got him to here. You know what? If humanly speaking, a drill instructor can do that to a United States Marine, how much more you think the Word of God can do it to a Christian in whom the Spirit of God dwells in?
That's right.
Father, thank you for your Word tonight. Thank you for, Lord, these passages that we read. They're so rich. They're just a wealth of information, Father. I pray that you would bless them to our hearts tonight. Lord, we like the psalmist, want to have those deep desires to know the pledge of your Word and the power and the permanence and the path and the principles and the pleasures and the potential. Lord, help us to be in your Word, controlled by your Word, Lord, we thank you for this time that we can have in the Word of God tonight. Pray that you'd bless now as we have our invitation time, and then, Lord, as we have our business meeting to follow, Father, would you please, Lord, just bless in a special way. We thank you for all that you give, and Lord, thank you for your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How about page 284, ladies? Amen. The Lord.